And he said, "Oh, my mother, the only reason I wore this was to comfort you." And she said, "Take it off." And then she said, "Oh, my son, when you are in the battlefield, make sure that your trousers are tied tight." Subhanallah, she knows her son is going to die, but she's still concerned about every facet of his akhirah, every facet of his deen. She said, "Tie them hard, so when you fall, your awrah is not exposed." And then she said, Oh my son, fight bravely, because your father was Zubair, and your grandfather was Abu Bakr, and your grandmother was Safiya radiallahu anhum." And the narrations mention that that day, Abdullah ibn Zubair fought like 1,000 men. And why shouldn't he fight like 1,000 men? Because he was the son of that man. When Amr ibn As wrote a letter to Umar ibn Khattab, and he said, "Send me 1,000 men." And Umar ibn Khattab sent him 1,000 men. And at the head of those 1,000 men, he sent Zubair radiallahu anhu. And he said, "I am sending you 1,000 men. And at the head of these 1,000 men, I am sending you Zubair." And him himself is equivalent to 1,000 men. And the narrations mention that he fought like 1,000 men. 1,000 men. Until from noon until evening. Until finally all his men fell by the wayside. Every single one was martyred, and he was left alone. And finally they threw a rock upon him, and he fell to the floor. And then he was still fighting on the floor. And then they cut his leg off, and then they martyred him. And the narrations mentioned that when the news spread that he had been martyred, Makkah erupted with crying. Subhanallah, the day he was born, Medina erupted with happiness. And the day he died, Makkah erupted with crying. And the Hujjaj ibn Yusuf, when he heard this, he stood up and he said, "Oh people, know that Abdullah was the best of people. But when he rebelled against the Khalifa, then he had to be removed from Makkah. Because Adam was the best of people. But when he transgressed against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he had to be removed from Jannah. And Adam was better than Abdullah. And Jannah is better than Makkah." See, twisted people. Twisted people always have twisted analogies. And this is the reality. And twisted people always use the Quran and the Hadith to justify their twisted ideas. This is the very nature of twisted people. They will always use the Quran and the Hadith. And the narrations mention that Hujjaj came to Asma radiallahu anha, the mother of Abdullah. And he said, "Oh Asma, look how Allah has dealt with his enemy." And Asma radiallahu anha, she wasn't scared of death. He said, "You may have spoiled his dunya, but he has spoiled your akhirah." So he has spoiled your akhirah. And then Hajjaj asked her, "I heard they call you Zatan Ataqain, the one with the two waist belts." She said, "Yes, they call me Zatan Ataqain, because I gave one to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the other one I tied my waist with." And then she said, "I heard the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say something. He said, from Saqif there will be two men which will emanate. One will be a liar when we have seen him, and the other will be a tyrant, and you are that tyrant." Subhanallah, not scared of death at all. And then Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he walked past where the body of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu was hung up, and the men of Hujjaj was saying, "Allahu Akbar, takbir, Allahu Akbar, takbir." And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, "I was there the day Abdullah was born, and I am here the day he has died. And I saw those who said takbir on the day he was born, and I've heard those who have said takbir on the day he has died. And I swear by Allah that those who said takbir on the day he was born are far greater than those who have said takbir today. Are far greater than those who have said takbir today." And what was happening, there was a beautiful fragrance coming from the body of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And what the men of Hujjaj did is that they tied a dead cat next to his body. And the narrations mention, even then you could smell the fragrance over the stench of the dead cat. And then they asked Hujjaj to bring his body down. And Hujjaj said, "I swear by Allah, I will not bring his body down until his mother Asma begs me. Until his mother Asma begs me." And they told Asma radiallahu anha. And Asma radiallahu anha said, "Take me where the body of my son is." And she was blind at the time. And they took her to where the body was. And the narrations mentioned that she made a dua for him. She made a dua for him, and then she said, said, isn't it time that this knight was allowed to descend from his horse? Isn't it time that this knight was allowed to descend from his horse? Because Hujjaj wanted to break her resolve. But when Hujjaj saw her courage, he felt so little, and then he brought the body of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu down. See, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu, when he was a child and he was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him and he said, "Ahuwa huwa? Is this the child? La yamna anna al-bayt wa la yamutanna duna." He said, "Is this the child who will protect the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who will die protecting it? Who will die protecting?" When he was born to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a child, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. See, on the day of judgment, you will have many martyrs. You will have many martyrs. You will have those martyrs for whom Kashmir will give a witness. You will have those martyrs for whom Bosnia will give a witness. You will have those martyrs for whom Palestine will give a witness. You will have those martyrs who Chechnya will give a witness. You will have those martyrs for whom Qadisiyah will give a witness. You will have those martyrs who Badr will give a witness. You will have those martyrs for whom Uhud will give a witness. But who will give a witness for the martyrdom of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu? The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a witness to the martyrdom of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who love the Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an iota of the love that they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us united in this dunya.